Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talk to us. What's been going on? I know, Pat, in the techie world here, in your world, in your computer, can you tell us the latest and greatest of what's happening in the petabyte world?
What's a petabyte?
I don't know, but for you to tell us.
I'm just learning myself, actually.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Have you heard about it?
Briefly, yeah. But it's about to blow my mind, I'm sure. Talk to us.
It just fried mine. What there was left of it is gone.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't take very long. A petabyte.
Is that like a bug or something? What is that? What's a petabyte?
Exactly. Well, have you heard of a gigabyte?
A gigabyte? What is it?
You've probably heard of a terabyte.
Now, what are those things?
I'm fixed to tell you, but you've heard of these things.
I've heard of them.
Okay. Well, if you get it, you got to break it down to its lowest form. Actually, on computers, which, you know, most may or may not know, all the data that's stored is based off a byte.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about computers here.
We're talking about computers.
Okay.
So a byte's like...
So data...
Tiny.
You know, depending on the size of the file or whatever it is, it's calculated by bytes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go from a byte to a kilobyte, which it takes 1,000 bytes to equal a kilobyte.
Mm.
All right. It takes 1,000 kilobytes to equal 1 megabyte. You remember the days back, way back, when we first, probably back in the 90s.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
When we first ventured into computers. We had computers that had these huge things called floppy drives.
Oh, that's right.
I remember those.
You remember those?
Yep.
They held, I don't know if you remember this, 1.3 megabytes.
Are you serious?
We thought we had something there. You remember those?
Oh, my
goodness.
I'm
surprised you could even hold a gig in one of those floppies. I'm surprised
at
that.
Well, you can't. That's what I'm saying. It was only 1 megabyte. No, you could
megabyte.
Megabyte.
Oh, my goodness.
You could only put like a few documents on it. And that's
two
it.
Pictures.
Forget about a picture.
Yeah.
If it was, it was so grainy, you know.
You said 1.3 megabytes on one floppy.
One little bit of floppy.
The actual, I remember that. The drive, you had to put it inside.
When you think about that, to send a picture, most emails won't let you send pictures or videos past like 10 megabytes.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a day you were on dial-up, you couldn't hardly send, you know, a couple megabytes, much less 10. That's a lot.
So this petabyte... We're looking at what? I mean, there's what, 1.5 million computer users around the world?
Mm-hmm. Just think about how much computer usage has grown just in the last 10 years. And back in 2000, it's grown up to this point 342%.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's huge exponential growth, man. It's everywhere.
Based off this article, back in 1995, there was approximately 16 million users in 95. You fast forward to about 2009, there's over almost 1.6 billion users using the computer.
1.6 billion.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
They say that there's so much data being consumed that the energy it takes to actually run it all is equivalent as much energy it takes to run Sweden.
Just in data.
Just in data. Servers all over the world.
Is that like running for a year, running for a day? Does it say as far as... Wow.
It's just a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
It's a lot of data. So what... Go ahead.
And the cost. You know, things cost so much back then. When a gigabyte first came out, it cost $228.
Yeah. Hard drives were expensive.
Ouch. It was ridiculous. Now, this is the cost to make a gigabyte, not necessarily a drive.
Right, right.
It costs only 88 cents for a gigabyte now.
Yeah.
88 cents?
Yeah, to produce a gigabyte.
They said that's where about 3-4 years ago, they said that that's where all the technology was going to. They were trying to see like what was the next thing. And the next thing was in hard drive space.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because you have so many people today now that are using video. What takes all the space is you know, Word documents, they don't take any space at all.
It's the media.
It's the media stuff.
Everything's so media-driven now. They had to create these things to hold more data.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got phones now that not only take pictures, but you got phones now that take video. Video takes an enormous amount of space.
Mm-hmm. So then they came out in 2007. The what they call it, the terabyte.
Oh.
Remember that? Yeah.
I remember when that came out.
That was huge.
Man, I thought, I'll never fill this up. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never fill this thing up. Gone are those days.
So then what's a terabyte?
A terabyte is actually 1,000 gigabytes.
So what's a gigabyte in comparison to, would you say a millibyte or kilobyte, what the floppy disk was? Are we...
You're probably getting into numbers I can't calculate in my head right now. Okay. So
huge.
Gotcha.
That's huge.
Gotcha.
You know, and I have a few terabytes myself, which I thought, you know...
You'll never fill
I thought it. Psh. If you understand that psh sound, that just means... Yeah.
Don't even go there.
We just,
we're not even close.
So now, guys, they've come out with a petabyte.
A petabyte. What is a petabyte?
A petabyte, guys, is over 1.5 million gigabytes. Actually, 1.2 million. I'll inflate it. Gigabytes.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is about 1,000 terabytes.
So what you're saying is you don't have any concern about filling up a petabyte.
Sorry, man. That's just my brain being fried. It's amazing. Just to give you some type of comparison, what that really means as far as space, guys. A gigabyte will hold approximately 7 minutes of HD television video.
Just 7 minutes, 1 gigabyte.
Just 7 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
You used to think a gigabyte was a lot, but when it comes to media, that's not much.
So like in an hour program, you're looking at 5 gigs. It's huge.
Yeah.
Some computers...
actually more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing to try and compare it to, 2 gigabytes... is equivalent to 20 yards of books on a shelf. 20 yards.
Oh, wow. My,
can you imagine that?
20 yards.
You think of a DVD, all right? It holds 4.7 gigabytes, which that's what our movies come on generally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's go into terabytes. Or excuse me. Let's go into a petabyte, what that really looks like. 1 petabyte, just one.
Just one.
Just one now. is equivalent to 20 million four-drawer filing cabinets filled with text.
20 million. Four-drawer filing cabinets. Like the metal cabinets.
A metal cabinet, yeah.
That's how tall is that? 4 feet? About 4 or 5 feet high?
No, 20 million.
No. I'm talking about one cabinet. It's about, you know, a four-drawer cabinet is about 4 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Just give you some dimensions.
Yeah.
20 million of those.
Exactly. Stacked up on top of each other. Imagine that. I think you're in a stratosphere at that point.
Stratosphere, no doubt. No doubt.
All right. Now you got, let's say, 1 petabyte of HDTV video. How many years you think that is?
A lifetime of
3, 5
movies.
13.3 years. You could sit on your couch and not move.
And just watch.
And watch.
Not the same movie, but movie after movie after movie for 13
that
years.
That much hours.
If you wanted to, you could do this now. You now have the capability to watch movies for 13 years.
If you had a petabyte full of movies, you would have to get off your couch for 13 and a half years.
Wow.
Forget about it. Crash it. Crash it now.
All right, let's just bump it up a half a petabyte. You know, just a little bit, not much. That's the size of 10 billion photos on Facebook.
10
billion. With billion. A B.
Wow.
Causes you to wonder here. All of this space available. Let me tell you something. There's enough hard drive, obviously, since Pat brought us up into the to the techno / computer geek world. I'm sorry, no, computer world.
Hey, I'm just learning.
Dude. Hey, man.
I'm just learning.
But listen to me. There is enough space here. There's enough space to gather some stuff here. You can store some stuff.
It gets worse. Just a couple more, and then we'll stop.
Oh, this. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Let's get off this train. 20 petabytes is the amount of data processed by Google per day.
Per day?
Per day.
I'm thinking maybe
single
year.
Day, 20 petabytes.
Now, in relation to the 20 million four-drawer, one petabyte was 20 million four-drawer filing cabinets. Remember that a filing cabinet is about 4 feet tall, 20 million of those, and that's just one petabyte.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, that's over what? 400 million four-drawer filing cabinets worth of information.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Per what? Per day?
Per day.
20 petabytes per day. And this is like their holding space, or this is like what? That's just
how much. That's how much data they process per day. All right, this is the last one, and I'm finished.
Oh, we got more
because this
I'm
is,
already
this
finished. My goodness,
this just puts it over the top. I'm not gonna say, guys, these are just estimates, but they're pretty close. Let's go, not 20. Let's say 50 petabytes.
Mm-hmm.
The entire written works of all mankind, from the beginning of recorded history. In every language. Okay.
Okay.
50 petabytes. Just 50.
The entire everything. Written work of mankind.
Of all mankind.
Technology is amazing.
Well.
And that's how close we are.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for sharing with us how close we really, really, really are. Listen. It's time to pay attention. The sign of the times, just because you may not be computer savvy,
mm-hmm.
just because you may not know what's going on, let me tell you something, that there is enough data, storage capability, that will blow your mind and our mm-hmm. mind and all of our minds together.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know what's available and what's out there.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.